Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Stoke Source radio program. It is me, your host, Julian, and for the next 30 minutes, you're going to be hearing from myself and the tracks I'm going to be playing. It's a Monday morning. It's 11:46 a.m., and I'm doing a podcasted show. It's sunny outside. And I can't complain. I seriously can't complain at all. I've been making some music. I have been playing some little gigs, which have been fun. Actually, they've been a lot of fun. You know, you get two different types. You get the ones that you kind of just turn up and play, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Little guy, I like playing. Or you get, like, the ones at, like, a bar. So this one's at a bar, and me and my friend, he's got a cajon, so it's pretty upbeat. Like, it's still acoustic, but, like, man, he knows how to hit that thing, and he's really rhythmic. And so we draw a crowd. I got to say, we draw a crowd, and it ends up being a really good night. We play the bangers that they want to hear. And so from Friday to Saturday night, we played 8 p.m. to 10:30 slash kind of like that kind of thing. And it gets super rowdy, as you can imagine, towards that time. And so everyone's just going crazy, but they want to dance, but they can't. Like, they get up and start dancing, and they're, like, told to sit down or else they get kicked out. Get kicked out because, because of the restrictions. So that's a bummer, but I think next week, Friday, it's lifting. It's just a crazy, crazy world. No dancing, but what can you do? It's been good fun. And last night I made a little beat. It was pretty fun. I put it on SoundCloud, but it wasn't anything, you know. It wasn't what I'd release, but it was just really fun to make. It's kind of like psychedelic trap music. I don't know if you guys have heard of Playboi Carti or Pierre Bourne, but it's kind of, I draw inspiration from those guys in making beats. Maybe I'll play it. Maybe I'll play it on today's show. It's only a short song. In other news, I don't really have any, actually. I've been trying to get artwork for my single coming out in a couple of months, and I have found someone who's really cool at, like, the graphic design kind of stuff and cutting things out, and really, really, really good at fonts. The fonts look really cool, so I think I'm going to use her. She's in the US. And, yeah, when that's done, I'll be putting it on Stoke Source and that, and you guys can have a look at it. I think it's going to be quite nice. Last week, we heard from the Banana Republic, which is my dad's show, and it was a great success, in my opinion. And I think it was well received by everyone in SDF, which was really cool. And, yeah, I thought it was a cool show. And as I said on my show, it's a document of life. And why I say that is because it's stories and music, and those two tend to go well together. So I think it's a cool combination. I want to start off with the beat that I made last night, well, this morning, I guess. It was early morning. Whether you like it or not, that's okay. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's pretty dreamy and makes me feel like I'm floating sometimes. Here we go.
Thank you.
So that song I called A Chef's Goodbye. And the chef left without any warning. And his companions were left without any pots and pans. That's the description of the song. I'm just joking. I'm not actually joking. That is the description of the song. But it's just a joke. I really like the arpeggiator. I think that's how you say it. I did that on Logic, the little button there with the synth. And sounds super dreamy and cool. And that, and I panned it left and right. So it goes back into the other ear. And I like that a lot. This next track you're going to hear is from Masayoshi Takanaka. I'm probably saying that completely wrong and I apologize. However, this is a very, very nice song. It's called Breezin'. I played this guy before. Pretty sure he's from Japan. And great music. Fantastic music. And here it is, the song Breezin'. Thank you. Yeah, a very nice song, Breezin'. And it's got this weird cool tremolo guitar at the start. And then it like has a delay on it too. It's just very happy, very happy song. The next artist you're going to hear from today is David Bowie. The track, The Gene Genie. I was going to play the live version from 1976, but I think I'm just going to play the recorded version. So here it is.
Small Gene Genie snuck off through the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little Greenie. Gene Genie lives on his back. Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. Gene Genie, let yourself go. Like a reptile, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little Greenie.
Very interesting song from David Bowie. And I expect nothing less, to be quite frank. He just told stories, and that's what I think is so important in writing music. And they were interesting, weird stories, and they made you think, like, what the heck is this guy talking about? And that's that's a really good thing in my opinion. Yeah, I think it's something I aim to do more of as well. This next track is from Shy FX and featuring Liam Bailey. It's called Soon Come. I believe it's quite a new song, but has this really old feeling to it. It feels like it was made a couple decades ago. And yeah, again, it's a very happy track. And the guitars, I think it must be EQ'd quite the lows out of it. And it's just like this really happy, twangy guitar. And anyway, enjoy it. Yeah, it's like it's got that communication again between the guitar and the trumpet, and really nice, happy melodies, easy listening, and the guy's voice is also intriguing, and it's interesting, fun to listen to. I'm going to play a song that I wrote a couple weeks ago and just did a rough demo on Logic, and so I plan to develop it quite vigorously, but for the moment, it's just a demo, and yeah, here it is. I actually quite like this one. I think it has some potential. It's called Cameraman. Enjoy. Thank you. That last bit with the cameraman, like I kind of did a falsetto, but the idea, I just did that for a draft because I wanted to get a chick singing it, and I kind of had that Blondie feel. That it's like the particular voice I'm looking for, and I think most of you kind of know what I mean. It's that particular strong female voice, and yeah, I have it in that end section as kind of the outro. I think it would sound really cool. But that's the demo, you know. It's there, and I think it could go somewhere one day. This next track is a beautiful song. It's called It's a Shame by The Spinners, and probably one of my new favorite songs at the moment. I was driving in the car yesterday, and I was like, put it on. Actually, I discovered it yesterday, and then I just went through my liked songs. Here it is, guys. It's a flippin' banger.
You play with love and then you throw it away.
Why do you use me? Try to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For serve my time as a fool.
It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame. You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame.
Why do you use me? Why to confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? Serve my time as your.
Yeah, you can't help but like that song, surely. Yeah, classic. I think it's a 70s song, and you know, that music was prime. We have reached the end of the episode, folks. I want to thank you for journeying with me through the 30 minutes. And just remember that if Stoke Sauce isn't on your radio, is your radio really on? Yes, well, see you next week, guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.